What up, though? You're tuned into the Match Map Podcast, which is here to provide the conversations you typically have with interviews by people looking to influence our world and make their mark. For feedback, information, and updates, follow us on Twitter and Instagram on MatchMat _ for both platforms, and MatchMat on YouTube for videos. Also, remember to follow on SoundCloud and subscribe to us on iTunes. And we back, y'all. So I know it's been a minute. It's after Thanksgiving. It's the beginning of December. And a lot of shit is going on, y'all. So we just going to talk about comics. We're going to really geek out today. You know what I'm saying? If you don't enjoy comics or movies, this might not be the episode for you. But if you want to learn some more, stick around. Listen to a motherfucker. Know what I mean? Like, we're going to be talking some real shit. We're going to be blowing some gas. And we're just going to have some fun today, all right?
Real gas.
Can't talk about that. I'm saying, big time, baby.
Damn,
it's
such a new plug.
Oh, man. Ain't it a blessing.
Hey. One thing that you don't discriminate in a race is weed. Everything is green.
That's true.
My plug white, and that's my best friend.
Same. <Ew. No! laughs>
All right, y'all, everybody introduce yourselves, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got stuff y'all go by, you know, social media y'all want to plug, you know, just let people know who you are. Self-introduction is the best introduction.
Same, left to right, Big Rob, y'all already know what the deal is, a.k.a. Rennie Rob, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Medium, a.k.a. Where He Go.
Nah, shut the fuck up.
A.k.a. Hot Sauce.
Okay, barbecue.
Barbecue.
They know what's up.
Okay. My name's Austin. Fucking just call me Oz. Twitter is Saucy Austy. Rap name is Big Pappy.
You know what I'm saying?
In the building.
There you go.
Building.
Let me see your line.
But I've never rapped before, so.
Hey, it's good to keep a rap name in.
Last but not least, it's Eric. People know me as the Ronin from the City of Steel. Motorcycle kid, got a blast.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Shining like a Mega Man.
Okay, y'all. So, first off, has everybody in here seen the Infinity War trailer?
Yes, we have.
Yes. Seen it. So, what y'all think about that shit? What y'all think about it?
I think it's...
Marco!
Hold on.
It's promising. I think it's really promising. I was really impressed with how they did Thanos. I like his character design a lot. And I also like his portrayal, like his voice so far. I think that's pretty cool.
I mean, just the fact that Thanos alone, you know what I'm saying? We've been teased about Thanos, yeah, you know forever. What I'm saying? And then people who are avid Marvel, you know what I'm saying, lovers, villains, lovers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Thanos is the man.
Being more of a DC guy, I mean, I respect the fuck out of Thanos. I think Thanos would kick Darkseid's ass.
Really?
Because they're literally, like, in comparison, Thanos would
you
fuck
just gonna pull
up.
Comparisons and fights out of the asshole.
The thing is, that the whole, each company just, it mocks each other.
Yeah
that's all really
Omega much. Beams versus the Infinity Gauntlet.
Honestly, I'm choosing Infinity Gauntlet over a lot of shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's the most powerful.
Infinity Gauntlet over Mother Boxes.
Yeah.
The Mother Boxes.
No, I should say stones over Mother Boxes.
Yeah, the anti-equation, though. If you get that bitch.
Yeah, the antimatter equation.
That thing is nothing to fuck with. Yeah. So after watching the Infinity War trailer, there's certain parts. What parts of the Infinity War stuck out to you besides Thanos? Like, y'all notice anything about heroes? Any, like, locations?
I'm just ready for everything to die. I'm ready for it.
I wonder if they're going to kill anybody off. That's what I want to know. Like, someone big. I'm afraid they're going
to
kill off Tony.
I need him to die.
Because... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna say I was excited.
I'm ready for the death.
I was excited about seeing Spider-Man in a new suit. Iron Spider-Man. So that's gonna be pretty dope because you got a little snippet of it at the end of Homecoming where you saw the suit. He wasn't ready for it yet, but
you get it the next movie.
Yeah,
he's in.
He's gonna break it out.
So. That nigga went from a flip phone with his old suit to an iPhone.
And what's cool is they showed that he had Spidey senses.
Yeah, his hair stood up.
Yeah,
his hair stood up.
That was
yeah.
so slick.
I don't know he didn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he would
save
himself from the vulture so much with the spider sense.
Yeah,
so much. But
I like the perspective that he doesn't necessarily understand it yet because he still is a child. I like that. I like child Spider-Man.
I'm about to say, for the most part, everything just coming together properly, you know what I'm saying? Nothing was rushed. Everything took its time. The years that it was spent, you know what I'm saying? The Easter eggs that was dropped. it all leading up to this, you know what I'm saying? That's why I want people to die. It's because everybody has been alive and had their own movie and doing all of this for so long.
And they still make contracts.
Yeah, and they're still under it because they got another Infinity War. So mm-hmm. What'd you say about, as far as I know, it's only two parts.
Yeah, I think it's only two parts. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
it's going to be a very long movie.
I'm ready for the crossovers whenever they want to start doing that shit. The X-Men, the Fantastic Four.
X-Men and MCU, man.
It's coming, man.
Yeah. I can't fucking wait, dude.
You know, I need to see House of M.
That's it. That's all I need to see.
I also need Avengers versus X-Men. Avengers versus X-Men.
Who's the new Wolverine?
Oh.
Because it can't be Hugh because of MCU.
Yeah.
We need somebody brand fucking new.
We need some cool shit.
Yeah. My thought process is if they want to start...
Beard.
If they want to start doing this shit and they want to start switching over universes, you know what I'm saying? I think that's going to be nice is when they actually start bringing people back if they do die, you know, and starting over a whole new universe.
One thing I am a little bit worried about with Marvel, though, is, like, getting a little bit convoluted because I just heard that today that they're supposed to be having a Moon Knight Netflix series. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I appreciate that effort with introducing us to as many of the catalog as they can, but, you know, I don't think that he needs a standalone show.
I almost wanted to say that it was getting watered down anyway. I like that on the standalone shows. But.
It's the holidays, which means it's the season of giving. There was a holiday toy drive going on until December 15th that is accepting toys, school supplies, cash donations, and other necessities and toiletries to give to the Downtown Toledo YWCA, which is a local battered women's shelter. For more information, please contact Taylor Riggs on social media. It's Trigger Tay with 3 G's, and her email is triggs@bgsu.edu. So Triggs with 2 G's at bgsu.edu. So, we were talking about Infinity War just now, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the new trailer, and what I wanted to say was about Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
What I think they're going to do, they're going to have him be like a huge influence in defeating Thanos, and they're going to kind of set up his character to develop and become stronger in the second one. That way, he has like a bigger scenario.
He'd be the big homie then.
To set it up.
Okay.
Yeah, he can be. Well, who would he fight? Would it be a Green Goblin movie?
A Green Goblin.
They have to almost.
Yeah, bro.
He's like Batman's Joker.
I'm surprised they went with Vulture for the first movie.
It was different though. They needed a new villain
because it would have changed his life too drastically. Because think about it, the Green Goblin kills Gwen Stacy.
Yeah,
and even though we saw that the last time in the Amazing like series, I wonder which type of Spider-Man is going to be
the Forgotten Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
I mean. Who's I thinking? They have to play off for Deadpool as well. So Deadpool and Thanos has to interact some type of way in my eyes.
That's gonna be later.
Deadpool, I know. It's
I don't know if they're gonna be able
later,
to pull that off though. Because when I saw the story on Comics Explain, and a lot of it had to do with like cosmic entity shit.
Yeah.
So like, I'm trying to see like how are they gonna introduce that?
I wonder that too.
I hope
the Guardians. I was about to say that
because I'm afraid they're just gonna have because at the end of Thor. They had Thanos' ship. That's what you saw in the after credits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They think that somehow people are going to get taken, something's going to happen, and the Guardians pick up and save them somehow. And
but it was just
I'm hoping they play more of a part in just that. Because there's going to be so many motherfucking heroes in this movie. They're going to try and like fit them all. It's going to be nearly 2.5 hour movie.
Which I'm forgetting, Black Panther's before that. Mm-hmm. Black Panther's before Infinity War.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And that's what we're going to find.
I can't wait for that movie, dude.
So a lot of stuff that's true.
That it looks
so
amazing.
Crazy. Yeah. We already know. I mean, but the way they portray Black Panther in the comics is wild. So to see him actually on screen,
it's gonna be sick.
Cause he's like, I would say the Batman Vengeance in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? That's all he sees.
Batman Vengeance?
Nah,
that's
bro.
Some deep vengeance.
Nah, bro,
he's
back.
Man, he's fucking cold.
That's my favorite hero.
I think it's like more for Panther is more duty. I think it's more of a duty. And like more of a respect, like more accountability.
Batman to hold down.
T'Challa's is more cultural.
And Black Panther hold down Wakanda. You know what I'm saying? I can see where the comparison's at. I see where y'all heads at. Yeah. I'm not saying that, you know, as a complete mirror, but I'm just saying the general idea of them, you know, being possibly.
You see connections. Yeah. You see it in their personalities too, because
Black Panther
smart,
dark knight.
He has all this tech.
And, you know what I'm saying, he hold down his city, and Batman holding down his city, you know what I'm saying? It's always going to be somebody trying to take over Wakanda or come into Wakanda and do some bullshit.
They always compare like Iron Man and Batman, but I don't. because they're two completely different personalities.
Yeah, like yeah. Batman is motivated by
about
loss.
Him being that Batman isn't. Batman could have been like, I'm motherfucking Batman.
Yeah, but yeah. Hopefully he wasn't being a dickhead about it. And Tony Stark could be a dickhead about it.
Tony Stark for sure was a dickhead about everything. What a real actor.
Batman is like just a classy guy.
Yeah, like
Bruce. He's cocky as fuck, but like psychopath. That's the kind of role he plays.
That's it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But he knows how to stay laid back. Or Alfred paving the way.
I like seeing Christian Bale, like when he was Batman.
I liked it.
I really liked how he portrayed Bruce Wayne because he was kind of just eccentric and pretty almost like a character.
Yeah. I bought the restaurant.
I like
shit like that.
He has to do everything possible to divert people away from finding out he's Batman.
So I like that he was aloof. That's what I liked about Christian Bale's Batman.
The way that they do Gotham now, the way they setting up Batman, if anybody hears about Gotham, they really setting them up in a Bruce Wayne style.
I need to watch that shit.
I stopped watching it.
No.
It's pretty decent.
It's great. Yeah. Where it's at right now is crazy. Like, and his personality now is more Bruce Wayne than ever. Like, that's all I can think about is, you know what I'm saying, how he gonna grow up and be a dickhead and not
be a dickhead.
But getting back to Infinity War. But as we get back into Infinity War, we notice that a lot of Infinity War happens in Wakanda. And so, I call Robbie else because he said it at the movies. He said, if one of the Infinity Stones in Wakanda. And I believe it, because remember the scene and then you see it's like a tree, you see the pink background, and you see T'Challa walking there, you see the panther in the tree. So, in the new one by, I think it's Jonathan Hickman? I think it's Jason Aaron's, I don't know, maybe I'm getting this wrong, or Ta-Nehisi Coates' one of their three, like, take on Black Panther. And so in the story, it's like a place called Necropolis, called, like, the City of the Dead. Mm-hmm. And so they make Black Panther's, like, king of the dead. Mm-hmm. So he uses that ability to go and to the city and talk to the Panthers before him and get wisdom from them. And, like, commune with them and train and become a better Panther through their experiences. Mm-hmm. So he talks to his father, his great-great-grandfather, the first Black Panther, like, because the Panther God bestows that onto Black Panther. Yeah. And so, like, I feel like they won't get that deep into it because that's a lot to do.
What's the missing stone?
But I feel like...
Soul Gem. So I feel like...
I think the Soul Gem,
will be his way to talk to the dead.
So, so then them being... I also read about the... who's the overseer at the world?
For Wakanda?
No.
The overseer.
The brother, the collector.
Oh.
Brothers. I just found this out.
Oh, damn it, dude. You're going back. I don't know much Marvel lore like that, man.
Oh, no. It was just in the Ragnarok movie.
Can't
remember his name.
The guy that's a car?
Yeah, it's a car. My bad. Yeah.
Mastermind. That's his name. Yeah. Mastermind.
So that his brother is the collector, or is what I read, and the collector has a soul gem, and then you know the yellow wand. I'm guessing the yellow wand was a soul gem as well. If I didn't read it properly, or if I did, what soul gem in the Guardians of the Galaxy does the collector have?
He had the power. No, the Nova Corps had the power gem.
Yeah,
he had the. I think it was the space gem.
Which color was it?
I think it was purple. It wasn't the time gem, was it?
The time gem is with
Somebody
look it up. Yeah, because the only one they've all been revealed. The only one, the time gem is with Loki because he has a tesseract. Inside the tesseract is the time gem.
Right. So I was thinking inside that.
So
wand,
from the first movie they were fighting about the time.
Inside
gem.
The wand was in college wand. I mean, just start googling.
Bro, I love Googling memes, bro. You can find everything. But Infinity War is going to be crazy, bro. Okay, so two things that I need to happen. I need Iron Man to die, and I need Captain America to retire. Like, number one,
go ahead,
bro. I've always been thinking to myself, like, how fucking... Imagine a culture shift Captain America has gone through.
Right.
He was in World War II. Niggas was in the back of the bus.
It was the grand.
He was saying color, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Captain America go to sleep and get up and see a black president.
His name was Grandmaster.
You said.
Sorry.
I said Mastermind. Yeah, you're right. It's Grandmaster. But he wakes up with Obama. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just in World War II. Everybody in the back of the bus. He watching Birth of a Nation and shit in class. And the next time he wake up, it's OBZ in office. You know what I'm saying? It's like Jay-Z on top of the world and shit. Like, Captain America went through a culture shift. Like, he was probably like, who's that color boy on the television speaking America? Like, Captain America really went through a culture shift, my nigga.
I like the idea in Infinity War of it putting the heroes in positions that they necessarily haven't put in before, like Thor without his hammer, or Cap without his shield, Tony without his suit. Mm-hmm. Because you see when he encountered Thanos in the trailer, he was suitless. Mm-hmm.
So he's like a dumbass.
Yeah, so I just feel like it's going to be a precedent for the rest of the movies of the heroes basically encountering or having to deal with real loss. Because that's why I feel like, I agree with you, Matt, somebody is not going to make it out of this movie alive. But I'm not necessarily sure who it's going to be.
But it's going to be somebody.
It's going to be somebody.
It might be Vision. It's gonna be Vision.
Yeah, I could be Vision.
For who?
Vision.
Vision.
He's gonna get his mind stone carved out by Thanos.
Yeah.
That's inevitable.
That's what gave him life.
Yeah. That's inevitable.
Alright, this says, after going on his, and this is a quote from comicbooks.com, said, going after his Willy Wonka Tunnel of Nightmares trip on Sakaar, Thor was finally introduced to the Grandmaster. Alongside Thor was a gentleman that the Grandmaster had said was Parton. However, before too long, he was handed over to staff, complete with an orange orb on the end of it, to and used it. And you know what I'm saying?
So that was a time or a reality gem? It might be the reality gem.
It says that, remember, the Grandmaster is the elder of the universe and is the brother of the Collector. Mm. He had two of them. The Collector had two of them. One was... it said, whatever the case, the words, the Soul Stone was never said in Ragnarok to a puzzle, terribly possible. So, but it said, the Soul Stone is located on Wakanda and revealed during the Black Panther event. So,
I can't
wait. The stone that they had at the end that killed Ronan in Guardians was the Power Stone.
Ah, okay.
But we don't know the one that the Collector had.
Okay. So
no, wait, yeah.
The Power Stone.
That was the Power Stone, because he didn't have one. He was just looking at that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. So that was the Power Stone.
So the Nova Corps has it now, which Thanos will have first.
Yeah.
Thanos going to wipe out the Nova Corps and take that motherfucking Power Stone. I cannot wait, because Thanos has so much power.
He has so much.
He's already smart.
Yeah, that's what I'm learning.
He's
for.
Smart he as does. Fuck. Like, and he's human. Everybody figures that Thanos is human, because he is an Eternal born with a deviant gene. Yeah. Like, he's literally like one of the building blocks for like humanity. And the nigga is powerful. He has like telekinesis, like super strength, stamina.
He's sitting down most of the time.
Bro,
that's what's funny.
And his powers isn't smacking niggas.
And every time he's in the movies, he gets bitched by someone weaker than him. Yeah. Like, just like.
Everybody.
It like how Ronan like, talked back to him.
Oh, how did you do that?
Yeah.
He always gotta ask him, but he know how he did it.
They low-key made Ronan powerful as shit though in Guardians.
For
he
no
wasn't
fucking
that
no
he was
reason.
Not that powerful.
Like Steppenwolf.
Yeah. Oh fuck my Steppenwolf. Gosh. Please don't even.
Player two ass nigga.
I'm Steppenwolf. I don't even want to hear his name. I was so ready for somebody else.
Bro, I still haven't seen Justice League just because I found out Steppenwolf was the main villain. When I heard Steppenwolf was the main villain, I said, get the fuck out of here. I said, you know what? I'm not watching this shit, bro. Because remember we went to go see Batman versus Superman. And I was lit as hell. And I was watching it and I was disgusted.
We was there fucked up.
I was like, who do you think you are? You know what I'm saying?
It pissed me off that they just like killed fucking Doomsday like that.
Yes, and Batman was shooting niggas.
Batman
was shooting niggas.
Martha.
What did you say?
What did you say? What did you say that name?
Pop.
No, listen. Nah. Listen, I'm going to explain that whole Martha shit. That I can. The part that I take away from it that kind of makes me believe it is that the whole fucking movie is Batman not going through like some PTSD shit, seeing his mom and dad die every fucking night in his sleep for like.
Is he so rich? Why don't he get some fucking therapy?
30, 40 fucking years? Because he thinks it's bullshit. He thinks he's too strong and doesn't need it. Because that's how Bruce Wayne.
Number
is.
One, yeah. This Alfred fault. Because at 8, he could have said, he could have took me, said, Master Wayne.
Yeah. Probably, we going to school.
And the thing is,
please.
He probably thinks he deserves it or something like that. It's just what he has to go through. Mm. And
I'm just saying.
Then, like, a dude you're about to fucking kill screams your mom's name that you see die every night in your sleep for the past how many fucking years you've been alive?
True. And you decide to kill a nigga, bro. Like, you've been tortured, you've been branding people. Like, yeah. When does Batman start branding niggas? I was
like he was like that, though. They went off of the Dark Knight Returns comic.
Yeah.
When he was like 60-something years old.
Yeah.
But he wasn't Brandon, niggas.
Yeah, when they the revealed the trailer, they had the guy Batman that was in Man of Steel, the general, he came up and like said a quote from that comic book. And everybody started freaking out and shit. Because it was like...
That's like my favorite one, though. I love that one. Because it was so fucking good. Like, I like the first part of the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, when he was fighting my mans in the mud pit... That was the hardest shit.
It was slick. I liked it.
When he sliced the eye, I say, yo!
It's just that we want to see that.
Yeah, and he fucking kills Joker. He just doesn't fucking care anymore.
You can't do it in reality, bro. I just watched... So, when we getting back to... We talked to Thor Ragnarok, so... That was a movie we saw Thursday.
Yep.
He was there, too. We didn't even know. He was the same
thing. Second time Thursday,
yeah. Yeah. And so, it was the silliest shit. So, I just watched Planet Hulk. And I was thinking about, he was talking about Sakaar. So he was on Sakaar, talking about the Grand Master and how, you know, he was the leader of it. The funniest part is when I watched it. So we know the leader was the Red King in the actual Planet Hulk. And so behind him in the shadow, it was a picture of the Grand Master. It was a Grand Master shadow, like silhouette. And I said, is that? At first, I thought it was one of the Guardians from Green Lantern. I said, niggas, this crossed over? Like, what's going on? He looked just like him.
The Guardians.
And I was like, oh, no, that's the Grand Master. And so even before in a crowd, you'll see Adam Warlock standing in the Coliseum crowd watching the Hulk and Beta Ray Bill fight damn near to the death. Like, and it's the greatest shit ever because the movie is so brutal. Wow. It's so dark. Kids die. Like, you know it's a crazy shit when kids die. Like...
I mean, but...
Kid got infected, they had to kill the kid.
For a whole planet for yourself.
And it was the worst, because, like, my man, so they found out, so they had the spikes, right? And so the spikes would, like, get on people, get them affected. They would be kind of like zombies, but they wouldn't really be zombies. So they would just kill each other, all types to get more people infected. And so the Red King, as a child, came in with all his little armies and all his little machines, and they burnt the spikes and, you know, say, okay, I solved the problem. Now I'm king.
I'm king, right.
He becomes the king. It's the games going on. People are living terribly. And, you know, the Hulk comes along, frees the people, and then they go to find out that the Red King created the spikes that rained down and destroyed villages and destroyed, like, pretty much the whole planet and got people infected and shit. And so the person who found out was his right-hand guard, who he used the spikes on her village first, killing her family and her friends.
So she's a survivor.
Mm-hmm. And so she finds out.
Whoa.
And so he was like, get out of there before I drop a bomb. And she says, no. So she's holding a child, like a little girl, and they drop the bomb. And so since she's strong, like she's like Hulk strong, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's cool. But as she's walking and crying, the little girl disintegrates into dust slowly.
Fuck?
No bullshit. No bullshit. I watched it this morning. I watched it this morning. And I was like, yo. They gotta make a World War Hulk movie now. I was like, I need to see it. I need to see it on animation because they're not gonna do good for it. Because they don't have enough people.
I mean, but to cross that over for a real Sakaar, you know what I'm saying, and Hulk.
They couldn't do it.
They couldn't, but I could see it happening.
Ooh, and it would have been, it had to be rated R. Yeah. We need more rated R. Like, we The do. Punisher, I've been watching Punisher on Netflix.
The Punisher is great. Yeah.
This nigga Frank Castle, bro.
It's great because you see his background. I feel like it's a much, you know what I'm saying, but, you know.
Yeah, the way that they told it to you is kind of abstract.
Because they're giving everybody stories, and they're just like,
and they added more people in that bitch I did not know in there. Mm-hmm. They added Billy, and I'm like, I didn't know that. I'm like, bro, Frank would have said, like, yeah, I was with my mans, and they shot up me and my mans and my family. Like, nigga, get out of here, bro. But it's good as fuck, though.
I'm gonna say, yeah. I mean,
I gotta watch it.
The show itself is good. Yeah, it's just a lot. That's all I'm saying. It's like why you waiting for Black Panther and why you waiting for this and why you waiting for that. We just gonna put this on you.
Give me Daredevil season 3, dog.
Agent Carter, has anybody watched that?
No, I haven't.
I haven't watched it at all, but I heard about it as well. So. Just little shit that you're supposed to watch while you anticipate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's The Runaways about? Not The Runaways.
They about mutants.
Huh?
The Runaways is about mutants.
It is about mutants, you know what I'm saying? So, they building.
Did you say the New Mutants is supposed to be a thing?
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, I think they're like, instead of making like, I don't know, I guess I haven't seen all of them, so I don't know how good they are. But DC has the fucking TV show game locked.
Oh yeah. They haven't stopped that.
I started watching Arrow in its second season, fell in love with the stories.
Marvel got it.
Yeah. They're strong in the story, that's why. It's undefeated.
DC's animated movies are undefeated, though.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the Batman Ninja trailer?
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, what the fuck is that?
The anime?
That's just going to be outstanding.
Wild. Very wild.
I can't wait to see that bitch.
That's going to be, like, one of the best shits ever.
Yeah.
Man, because look, I'm an anime nerd. Like, I'm an anime geek to the point I've been reading Shonen Jump since I was six years old. Yes, yeah. No bullshit. I was there when One Piece started. Okay, I was there when Naruto started. Like, I was watching all that shit. Like, reading
I read all the manga for Naruto.
Man,
ever since I was in second grade, I bought all the books up to like book 50 something.
Same.
Then right. I got like an app I could get it all.
Hell yeah, I watch it on MangaStream.
I didn't get hit to college.
When I was in like 5th or 6th grade, I had like up to like book, at least to like book 40. I probably still got them somewhere in the basement.
That's awesome. I got big old copy paper boxes full of them. And some of the movies too, like Crescent Moon Kingdom.
Ninjas in the Snow
or whatever, Hidden Snow.
That shit was live.
I got into it because my mom used to take me to the big public library downtown Detroit. And they used to have like the video section where you could rent DVDs. I shouldn't get pissed because I never want to get books. So I want to get DVDs. That's where I got into Ghost in the Shell and shit like that. When I was younger. And all the like, oh, like Mask of Phantasm, all the old like DC movies.
Yeah, he was definitely on that. That one was a banger.
All the VHS tapes, bro. I used to rent them at the library.
I mean, I used to watch all of the little shits like Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon. Me too. The cards, but I guess I didn't get into anime until like 6th grade, and then I fell off heavy after middle school.
Oh, I fell the fuck off too.
Yeah, I got into tsunami.
I've seen all the basic bitch animes. I don't watch the other ones. I've only seen like 3 episodes of Attack on Titan.
Oh, I'm in it.
I tried to watch this one called Kill a Kill.
I'm in it. Oh, that's great.
I watched Attack on Titan. I've watched Hunter x Hunter now.
I heard about that.
Hunter x Hunter is great. Yeah,
great. Very, very great. But I just heard the dude that made it died. So it's no more of it.
It's interesting because you see a lot of Eastern
stuff. That's why the manga. Fuck! Yeah. I was reading the manga!
You didn't know that? Yeah.
Sucks ass.
So it's not gonna finish. So
shit!
It's not. When they stopping everywhere, it just seemed like when it stopped, I just be mad because I'm like, it's just so good. And for it to stop right now, it hurts.
It's like when Young Justice got canceled. We were just talking about
So let's get into this Young Justice shit. Because I know this podcast right now is everywhere. Mm. But fuck it. You know what I'm saying? If you listening, enjoy, you know what I'm saying? Be a nerd with us, you know what I'm saying? Drop this shit off. Let us know what you fuck with. Let us know your favorite graphic novels, your favorite stories, your favorite movies. First, let's get to the favorite show. So you just mentioned Young Justice.
Fuck yeah.
I just was watching Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
And it's so much good voice acting. Oh my God. Kevin Conroy, Mark Hamill.
They did Bob Payne for it back then.
The first
one. Man, right?
I love that one. That was my favorite growing up. Most definitely out of any cartoon shows to watch, it was this one. I followed that one more than anything.
That's because I was just watching.
I guess that's when I did fall in love with Batman, honestly, so.
I just started really liking Spider-Man. Spider-Man is my favorite hero right now. Him and Batman are my favorite heroes.
Spider-Man's got a lot of content right now.
Yeah, because I watched the Spider-Man. Remember that shit was used to be on Jetix? I watched that whole shit. Like, I watched that, and I just watched X-Men that used to come on that motherfucker. And that shit is so cold, bro. Like, Spider-Man is so well, like, put together. Like, because you still feel like he's a human being at the end of
it. I like the Batman stuff because it's so versatile. Like, even that anime thing we was talking about. It's dope because you usually see Eastern stuff with Western influences and not the other way around. Mm-hmm. So, like, a Western hero with, like, Eastern influence going back to, like, Edo, Japan. That's just, like, never been done before. That's groundbreaking.
I just feel like the way they set up stories is great. Because they can keep retracting it over and over and over, and you still get excited for, you know what I'm saying, the repetition. You know what I'm saying? You still get excited for the Joker. You know what I'm saying? Because you know Batman don't kill him.
Yeah.
You still get excited for sometimes you get excited for the other stupid heroes or whatever. I mean, not heroes, but villains like the Riddler.
Yeah.
I'm basing it off of Gotham. Gotham's so great, so. Talking about favorite shows.
It's cool to see a character that hasn't been portrayed in too many ways.
And see why they're still alive. Like, why is Batman had to be the hero to put them away. You know what I'm saying? How did they start out so early and they still out here doing bad shit? You know what I'm saying? How do we see they rise and they fall? They got the Penguin on top of the world right now. Like
no bullshit. Mr. Cobblepot.
Yeah.
Because this is before everything.
Oswald.
Yeah. And it's crazy because when you go back into the original films and you start going down the timeline, they introduced the Joker as the main villain, of course, but going down on the history of the timeline of the movies, you know what I'm saying, you get the Riddler and the Two-Face, and you get, you know what I'm saying, who's next at the Penguin movies, so and Mr. Freeze. All of these people are already introduced in Gotham, and they introduced, and Catwoman is a kid right now, same age as Batman, well not a kid, but a teenager, and they're doing the same shit that they regularly do. But as kids, you know, year one Batman type shit.
Oh.
So, and that's what it got me thinking about, you know, the repetition of the villains, how they can bring out Solomon Grundy and his background and his storyline. And he started out with the Riddler, like him and the Riddler are best
Solomon
friends
Grundy?
Right now. Yeah,
Solomon already?
Grundy is in it right
Do you
now.
You know they had him in Arrow too?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They had him in Arrow.
See, I gotta start watching Arrow.
Arrow was good.
Brother Blood turned him into Solomon Grundy.
See,
Arrow doesn't start really well, man.
Oh, God, dude. The fight scenes in Arrow are like some of the best I've ever seen on TV.
It just got too much. When they started adding too many people to the team, I kind of fell off. Like, I was just like,
everybody
knew his identity.
Beginning. It was really tough at the beginning, but then towards
really?
Like the middle and
I
end,
the beginning.
When they started to like become more serious, like established characters, they got their backstories in there. Kind of let you know,
like when Slade got
character.
His mom.
Yeah, like you just got sick of them because they were just like the same character every episode.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get anything new, but once they start adding on to their character.
And then the island stories,
like
Oliver
them.
Got annoying.
Yeah, because like Mad Dog is dope as fuck.
Not
like
even.
I love him, dude. He's like one of the coolest sub characters on that show, and they have like the Detective Lance in there because like both his daughters have died like multiple fucking times, but
damn.
Like he's starting to become more of like a hero himself.
Mm.
And you got Diggle's backstory with his brother, and you know, since Laurel isn't on the show anymore, they got a new Black Canary, and she was kind of like just boring as fuck at the start, but then they started to like get her into there more, get her involved, and now it's kind of like established with their new team. So this new season's been pretty fucking sick, man.
I like how all those shows interact too.
Yeah,
I like how they introduced the Flash into it, because the Flash, in my opinion, had the best build up story. Bro, Barry Allen.
I just started that. I'm in season one.
Flash is my favorite fucking superhero.
Man,
since I watched the Justice League, it got me started to just.
Aren't all the DC shows like CW shows too?
Yep,
mm-hmm.
All made by the
same people.
They all interact. Everybody writes the shit.
It's great, man. Like, and Barry is such a good Flash. Like,
I love
they
Grant.
Really fleshed out Barry's
Grant
kid.
Is awesome, dude.
Really?
He plays such a good Flash.
I was feeling him, but I really wanted to see Wally be Flash for a second. Like, because they had soon... Remember, as soon as he was gone, like, you didn't even see him be Flash for more than like an episode. So I was like, damn, I would need to like see two
He's
episodes.
In it more now, because it's like... Because what I think they're going to do is... Because they're making a Teen Titans live-action series.
Oh, the Titans, yeah.
Kid Flash is in Teen Titans.
Okay.
They think they're going to have that Wally... Go from Flash to that show and have him kind of show up maybe once in a while.
Sweet,
that's beautiful.
Perfect,
yeah.
Perfect.
I'm excited.
They already have Nightwing, and I think they cast. I don't think they casted anybody else yet.
They got Nightwing,
Flash, and Nightwing casted.
Oh shit!
They're gonna have Raven, Starfire.
I've been waiting for that build up. I think I told y'all about this.
Is it Damian or Dick?
I think it's Nightwing.
Mm. Oh, it's Nightwing. Oh, you said Nightwing. Yeah, damn
yeah it might be Dick.
Damn it, I want to see more Damian. Damian is my favorite Robin right now.
He's savage.
Damian is my favorite
Jason
Robin.
Jason is my favorite.
Oh, man. But Jason was so short for me, and we didn't get a chance to see how good of a character Jason was to after.
He's an animal, though. He's
bro.
Savage.
The Lego
Red
Batman
Damian?
Robin. The Lego Batman Robin is my favorite. Look, my association with Robin don't go deep. Just because Batman.
Well, think about it. Batman knew he had to take Jason off the streets, or it was gonna be bad.
I enjoy Robin as a character.
Damian was gonna be Ra's al Ghul.
True.
But I don't know. They really went deep with it. And they just kill off every Robin. It's just sick. Sick.
People get tired of Robin.
That's what I'm saying. Robin. So that's why it's sick. It's like I come in to love a character to get killed off for another one to show
kill
up.
Off fucking
like,
Tim Drake.
All right, and then it just keep happening.
People
it's
forget
like,
about Tim Drake.
Tim Drake is that guy.
Tim Drake.
Is that Red Robin?
Really? Yeah, yeah, Red Robin.
Because they had Tim Drake and Young Justice.
Tim Drake is that guy who still works at the Oaks after he graduated. Okay, that's what Tim Drake is. Okay, Tim Drake has stayed at that same spot. Tim Drake was like, look, I'm making $8.95, I'm gonna keep making $8.95, and I'm cool with that. I'm gonna change my costume a bit, I might get 20 cents, but I'm gonna make $9.15. But minus taxes, I'm still making $8.95. Mm-hmm. This nigga Tim Drake wants nothing more. I don't know, like, that's what it seems like.
Why would you introduce a character that you're not even gonna need in any type of way?
Well, he's a really good detective, though. I give him that. I've seen Tim Drake be really good.
You've seen him in Young Justice, though. Mm-hmm. That's about the only thing you have of him.
I'm just saying. Still, though.
All the Robins were different. Like, they were better at different things.
Tim was more dorky, wasn't he?
Yeah, basically.
I'd rather y'all sit here and convince me that Robin is as important as I'm thinking he is.
Robin is very important.
Hold on, you gotta chill, bro. He represents the next generation of heroes, where he represents there's always gonna be another generation of heroes coming.
His representation changed over time.
He grew up.
Every superhero has a sidekick.
If I have no a favorite Robin, I guess it is.
Remember how silly he used to be? Holy fucking Toledo, Batman. Mm-hmm. Like, he used to rhyme, bro.
Yeah, bro. Holy halibut, Batman.
He used to rhyme, bro.
Oh, shit.
My stars and garters, Batman.
That sounds like a comic relief.
I'm saying,
my
bro.
Parents died. Damn, Batman, don't be this right now. Everybody
laughed. The G Wilkers, Batman.
Like, you're right. You're right, Robin.
Man, he get to grow up and be a little serious. Like, he was like an assassin at some point in time, like the Court
what
of Owls story.
What do you think about Robin? You see Lego Batman?
I didn't see. I need to watch
it. Dude, Lego Batman is great.
I have, bro. I want to watch it so bad. I might watch it.
Yo, because Michael Cera played Robin's voice.
Oh, my God.
It was the dorkiest fucking voice.
You talking about some,
calling him Padre call him and dad. Shit all the time.
He was like, don't call me dad. He was like, all right, Papa. That's some form of dad. Padre? They're calling him Padre.
He's like, sure.
He's like the friend.
I'm like, you call me friend. I'm on your papers. It legally says you're my dad. Like, oh, like this nigga. I'm like, nigga, you just got me adopted to a fucking psychopath. Like, this, okay, so I always said Batman would be a terrorist person, bro. Like, well, I said terrorist person. Wow. Batman would be a terror on the hood, okay? I would imagine Batman on the war on drugs. Batman would be out here beating the shit out of people with dime bags walking home. Niggas just say, where's the drugs? It's like, it's Reggie. This nigga Batman stomping a nigga out on the curb like, you're out of line. Like,
I would think of it more so what if Batman was a villain.
Like, just Batman killing, like, Batman, your kids. Hey, what, your mama got killed on fucking Conan?
But it was like savage as fuck in the first, in Batman Begins, when he killed Ra's. Mm-hmm. He was like, I didn't say I was going to kill you, but I don't have to save you. Let his ass die. Like, that
true.
Was savage
they,
as fuck.
What true. If he was a villain then? What if he just turned for long?
Yo, they doing that right now. They have a series in the comics called Dark Knight's Metal.
Metal, yeah.
And so all those are alternative versions of, like, Batman, like his worst nightmares. Like, him becoming the Green Lantern, him becoming, like, Aquaman, him becoming Doomsday, like, him becoming, like, the Joker. There's a ton of him becoming, like, Cyborg. And the stories are so well put together. So, when he's the Green Lantern, and each story, even when he's the Flash, he combines with the Flash and takes the Speed Force away from Barry. Okay, he's a Green Lantern in Batman. So, when he becomes, like, as soon as his parents die, the ring comes in and says, you have the power to overcome great fear. And he becomes a Green Lantern. And so he's just saving people around Gotham and shit. But as time goes on, he's a kid. You know, he just gets mad. He starts, he kills and stuff. And so they try to stop him. Like, the whole Green Lantern Corps, all of, fucking the Guardians come. And he slaughters them all.
Wow.
Because same with Aquaman. Yes. And he becomes Ares, the god of war, and kills Wonder Woman.
Nice. I like that.
He kills Wonder Woman and Superman.
What
nice.
The fuck?
Yes. On all these, he becomes Doomsday in one of them. He becomes Doomsday and kills Superman. And all of these ones, it's like Batman literally becomes like everything he never wanted to be. Cyborg is the wildest. Mm. Because Alfred dies, right? Mm-hmm. And so he wants to make a cyborg, kind of makes like a robot that has like Alfred's kind of mind and intelligence in it. So, eventually it kind of like goes kind of haywire. And so Alfred is just doing like wild shit. And Batman's like, but no, that's Alfred. You can't kill Alfred. He's all I have. Mm-hmm. And so eventually it's like, get rid of Batman's weaknesses, handles all his problems. So eventually Batman becomes one with that cybernetic equipment, just like Cyborg.
Mm. Wow.
And so Alfred is always with him.
Okay, like Jarvis.
Yeah, but yeah. Man, literally. Yeah. But like, he's not Batman anymore. And then the other one is the Batman who laughs. He probably becomes like Joker and shit and kills like his whole Bat family. Like, he kills them all. Like, he comes in like, and I just want to let you know how much I care about you, blah, blah, blah. Open fire. Kill everybody in the cave.
He always willing to sacrifice everything in all these instances for whatever it is he's trying to
for make. Whatever. And that's what makes Batman so motherfucking dangerous, dog. Mm-hmm. That's what made him so...
That is beautiful. Could you... I have to. I've always thought of it. Because he's a dangerous mind.
With no morality.
Yeah.
Batman with no morality.
It's literally... So imagine... Batman is like 6'5", 270 pounds. Like, agile as an acrobat. Is an Olympian. Can, like... Is a master of all martial arts. A detective. An escape artist. Like... There's no stopping this man. Like, with prep time, like, okay, even though Superman, let's keep it real, okay? If Superman wanted to, Superman could eliminate Batman in a millisecond. Because Batman, look, they say Batman with prep time, Superman will come out of nowhere at the speed of light and destroy you in a heartbeat, bro. There is no way. My nigga, Superman pulls fuck out of here.
Don't he actually light the belt?
Can he reach that motherfucker fast enough? Superman is faster.
Coming like, yeah,
that motherfucker would put up like a force field or some shit.
Nope, he's not moving fast enough to stop Superman, bro.
He's like flying in space. Strong
suit, so if Superman hits him.
If Superman wants to kill Batman, Superman is slaughtering Batman,
he'll
okay?
He'll make a suit of armor out of kryptonite.
Fuck
out
of here.
Then he punches in his handbrake.
He's not going to get to the suit in time. Because look, Batman, imagine if Batman and Superman, they just you know, around or whatever. Like, Batman getting coffee. Superman can easily just, they had coffee. Incinerate him. Kill him right there. Superman...
So
what if,
okay.
That's hypothetical, though. That's
anyway. Bro, but that's literally Superman's...
What if he thought of a way to keep him locked in?
Fuck out of here.
Bro, in the war shit, he had a fucking contingency plan for every member of the Justice League.
For everyone, but let's be honest. Let's talk about... I'm talking about intention. All of these things have been Batman's intention. Batman intentionally kept kryptonite. Batman intentionally made backup plans. Superman intentionally has done nothing like the sort. Because Superman doesn't have to worry about that shit, okay? Batman is worried because he knows Superman is the one that can get rid of the entire planet Earth by himself, okay? There's no one stepping up to this man, and Superman has the intention to murder Batman in cold blood. But cold blood, Superman can do so. Is he? Let's keep it funky.
Batman is 10 times smarter.
Let's keep it funky. Superman is a different creature. Superman is a different like type of... He's not a human being. Batman has human limitations. We're not thinking about Superman as a Kryptonian. Superman is not a human being.
Batman has white privilege. Batman has white privilege.
He does, bro.
Fucking trumps everything.
It's true. It's true.
He's a billionaire.
But fuck that. Exactly. Superman is literally a different foreign species. Okay, Superman grew up around rocket ships. A rocket ship was a grocery cart to this nigga. Like, Superman was Moses in a basket being taken away by the Egyptians.
To be stronger, not smarter.
Bro, and he's because on his planet, he has no powers.
They had technology, but they had a lot of...
That's how do you get it, being smart? His father is Jor-El. Superman made a containment center for all that foreign alien creatures from different planets, so he can keep one of them in each one of his containers. Superman created the Fortress of Solitude. The Fortress of Solitude holds the place of the Antimatter that can destroy the entire universe with a button. Where was that in the Batcave?
Listen, Superman is an alien. He has the alien powers. He didn't grow up on Krypton. He went there as a fucking baby. Yeah. He learned from us.
Have you seen Superman Earth 1?
I was about to say.
He got it from Fortress of Solitude, though.
So I was about to say.
He learned because he went to Fortress of Solitude right after he grew up. And he sat there with Jor-El and got all the knowledge from Krypton. So he knows how to do everything. Superman had learned how to do it. Superman knows galactic.
With his body. He doesn't know anything about being a detective.
But, I mean, if you know how to motherfucking say interdimensional travel.
I was gonna say, it's a lot of shit.
Bro, I don't
think about it, though. The Bat has been through some shit and made it through some shit.
He's not a detective. He knows about Krypton.
It's a big red button. somewhere for everything.
If he can get to that bitch.
If he can get to it.
If he keeps it on his body.
Because you got to move your bones. Batman has human bones and human flesh.
He has to do this faster than
Superman.
Superman can get to his chest.
Faster than Superman. Superman moved time backwards. He flew in the air and moved time down.
He has to do this. It's literally
Superman has punched through realities and dimensions.
He can run around the world and
fucking kill your parents.
Right,
but there's gonna be, but he won't do that because the Flash would. But if he wanted to, he could. That's why you have the Reverse Flash.
Exactly.
The thing is, Batman always has a way to stop shit. He always does.
Yeah, he thinks so far ahead that like.
But let's be honest. If they went head to head, utility belt Batman versus Superman in the undies, Superman is going to murder this man.
But the thing is, he won't be in the undies.
Did you say Batman with the belt?
Batman with the belt.
Well, if he's got the belt, he's good.
That's heat vision. That's freeze breath. That's super speed.
Sharp propellant.
X-ray.
And what Batman gonna do? Smoke screen. Get out of here.
Superman can see through bones.
And he can see through it. There is no fucking with Superman on any level.
Because that's why Batman is prepared. Because he know he can't fuck with this nigga.
We both saw that trash ass
movie.
But it's
a scenario, though.
Batman versus Superman, bro.
You saw the suit.
If Superman was coming to kill Batman, Batman would know.
The suit was
because Batman prepared for that shit.
He's always prepared.
He's not always prepared to fight with Superman.
Because in the metal, right now, Batman is in a different dimension with Barbados.
And Superman busts through his door, and you telling me he got a way to stop that right there?
Fuck out of here!
He's dropping that cup, and while the cup is even hitting the floor, he hit his chest.
That nigga Superman will kick in the door, wave the 4-4. All you hear is Superman, don't hit me no more.
I'm serious. That nigga, get, you know the Spartan hammer from Halo 3? That nigga get the whack. You know what I'm saying?
If he's pouring his coffee, and this nigga busts through the window.
He's smoke screen to get out of there. No. He ain't fast.
Okay.
First of all, he saw him coming through the window. He's clicking the button under the counter to destroy the motherfucking counter.
He got the coffee in his hand.
Superman went to the North Pole in 1 second.
He's hitting the button.
The
floor is going to take out below him.
Bro.
It's going to go right to his back.
Fuck out of here.
The scanner got to know that Superman is close to the house.
He has to have security.
It's true. But how is it
number one,
fast enough
Superman moves faster than the speed of light.
Before he hit his chest.
Superman will go through time.
Superman would think Batman has some shit set up because that's Batman.
That's bullshit because the Reverse Flash got into Batman's cave and Batman was not prepared for that shit. So if the Reverse Flash could get into the cave and Superman, who's literally beaten everyone and everything at least once.
Selena Kyle get into the mansion without even being noticed.
A big ass alien.
She's in that bitch laying on the couch like, I've been waiting for you.
Bro. Tony Stark called a fucking suit from space to fight the Hulk.
You just went to a whole different...
Bro, but I'm saying, though. What the fuck is the difference between Tony Stark and Batman?
Personality.
And they both inventors. They both genius level.
Personality and skills. Because Tony Stark has way less skills than Batman.
Very true.
Like, if Batman had the Iron Man armor, the Marvel Universe would be on his knees.
Captain America, I don't know, man.
I don't think Captain America
can
beat Batman.
He does have his, like, watch and shit to, like... He can, like... Power the drones.
But I'm saying,
Batman can't be Captain America.
But I'm saying, if he can call a fucking suit from space to fight the Hulk, bro.
But the thing is, though, Batman outside of his suit, he'll still whoop your ass.
True.
Yeah. If you're walking down the street and you roll up on Bruce Wayne, Bruce Wayne is breaking your arm in the limo.
By Bruce Wayne.
And he's an alcoholic. Bruce Wayne don't smoke. Bruce Wayne don't even be fucking. Bruce Wayne rich as hell and don't get no pussy.
It's true.
He only fucks psychos.
Tell him the secret identity because he wants to marry him because he's that desperate.
Exactly. Or get.
He for real is a
didn't
bitch.
Didn't he get raped by Talia al Ghul to make Damien?
He is a bitch when it comes to women.
Basically, yeah. I was about to say.
She drugged him.
Yeah, pretty much. She put that little slip in his drink and then it was over.
Yeah. That's like his only weak spot when it comes to women.
That shit is crucial. All right, so we got to Iron Man and we got to the Marvel Universe. Okay. So, this is something I was thinking about the Hulk today.
You do got work.
But
I was thinking about,
I'm ready.
So I was thinking about the Hulk. I was thinking about all different characters. I actually saw a comic book. And it was talking about Cable versus the Avengers. And how Cable systematically beat every single one of the Avengers at the end besides Captain America. And I thought, what does that say to Captain America's character? Mm-hmm. Like, so I saw Secret Empire, and I was like, wow, Captain America is so fucking smart. Is so fucking skilled, and has the super soldier serum. Who could stop this man? So somebody was like, Batman versus Captain America. Who would win? And I thought to myself, I said, alright, so I'm really inclined to Batman, first off. Because Batman is always going to be one of my favorite characters. But let's think about the scope of the Marvel Universe and the DC Universe. Like, I'm thinking about the type of villains that Batman has fought. He's fought Interdimensional, he fought Darkseid, Brainiac, Joker, Riddler. And then I thought about Bane. Captain America has fought the Red Skull, Doctor Doom. Hold on, wait. Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Ultron. Who else has he fought? He's fought a ton of different interdimensional beings. Like, Captain America is the one that gets called when shit hits the fan, because Captain America knows how to do it. Captain America took a whole country to its knees in the span of 2 days. The United States of motherfucking America. Okay? Captain America, and he didn't even have to take it with force. They gave it to him.
They respected him, bro.
So I'm thinking, in a fight, kill me. I don't care. In a fight, Captain America is decimating Batman.
Okay, look. So what would we say Captain America is physically? Like, with the super soldier serum, how big do you think he is? Like, 6'7", like, 6'8"?
Yeah.
6'9", maybe?
Yeah, just about.
I don't think he's that big.
You don't think he's 6'9", like 6'8"?
I thought he was like 6 foot. I thought he was only like 6'4" or something.
No, nah, with the serum, he got to be at least six.
Yeah, bro, he's a big boy.
6'7".
He's wide, though.
Yeah, he is wide.
So I say, yeah. He could be like 6'6".
And he's way stronger than the average human being. So he like, been at war for like...
So he like 270, but
like... 6'3" or 6'4".
But like the bat is what? 6'5", 260 pounds, like...
But you gotta think about this super soldier serum. But Captain America also knows every form of martial arts.
So does
this
Batman.
Is true. So they're fighting and they're both genius tacticians. Yeah. I think the only difference, that thing that'll make a real difference, might be that vibranium shield.
Wait, Captain America doesn't know
but
martial arts.
But the thing is,
yes,
if Batman...
Not every.
I read his character.
He has never
form.
Fought like
if
that.
If
character
comes form, prepared to that fight, who knows what he can do to get rid of or break down Captain
the
America.
Vibranium.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know,
For him not to use the shield.
I'm picturing him.
I'm thinking about Captain America.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Captain America's experience, bro. And I think the super soldier serum did not just enhance his physical body. It also enhanced his mind.
True.
He's fought mutants like Cable. He fought the Phoenix Force. He fought the Phoenix Force inside of Cyclops.
The thing is, it's gonna happen, and they both smart to outwit each other.
If Batman fought Captain America, you know what he'd fucking get to fucking fight him? He'd get the fucking goddamn Infinity Gauntlet somehow.
Yeah,
he would find out what's the most powerful thing in that universe and fucking steal that shit and whoop his ass with it.
I doubt it, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to
you gotta think about where they're now.
I think it'd be for honor.
I don't think he'd get any Infinity Stones. That's not popping, bro. Because number one, they destroyed it. The Infinity Gauntlet is destroyed anyway. So
after the whole shit. After the whole shit, the Infinity Gauntlet gets destroyed.
It's already destroyed.
I'm just saying,
it's gone.
Face to face, both of them prepared, knowing how they go.
I'm about to say, they both relatively like the same physical stature. Captain America is stronger because of the serum, but...
Stronger
Batman
and
is,
faster.
I mean, but Batman is fucking...
And more durable.
Yeah.
He was the last one fighting Thanos. Thanos beat everybody in the Marvel Universe, and it was Captain America versus Thanos at the end. Let's keep it funky, dog. Like,
I'm saying,
let's be real.
He can get away from death, purely. The same for Batman. He can get away from it, like, no doubt. So they both are just basically outwitting each other, trying to figure out the next move that the person can make.
And then, if he got the shield, Bat got the belt.
Got the belt. I'm saying. Vibranium. We forget how... powerful and precious vibranium is, bro.
And what can happen to vibranium that can stop it? I mean, many things.
I'm picturing him having something on the belt that could either cut through it or freeze it.
Nothing's
going
to vibranium.
I was about to say, nothing's going to
vibranium. Vibranium is the strongest. Adamantium is the second. Vibranium,
you know, fucking cold, you have to make something to fucking freeze.
He got flat, those flash freeze fucking shits that he got in his.
Nah, that's not freezing vibranium.
Unless he somehow like stole some shit from Dr. Freeze that was able to make something super cold.
That's not. You got to think about, because that's space shit. Like, Captain America and them, they have space shit. That shit is from like celestials. Like, that shit is like cosmic, like property things.
I don't know, man. Just some, they'll come up with some bullshit.
I'm thinking they would, like Batman, knowing how to get there. Something that's gonna stop
like
it.
Like in Thor, when she broke his hammer, like
that
would level the playing field with them. Because what if, like, I feel like if he went to go fight Batman, Steve would like prepare more than just a shield.
It would be a scrap. Like,
yeah, great scrap.
Fight. That's something like they the same size. He's stronger than him for sure.
Honestly, I think Captain America could outlast
them. They
both him, though,
legitimately destroy everything that they all have that isn't their own body.
And then
they just
fight.
Captain America has to last. He's a super soldier. So there's no way Batman.
The thing is, there's gonna be he's gonna be weakened somehow.
Yeah.
He's gonna have Captain America injured or something.
If he got everything in the belt,
yeah,
everything in the belt.
He's gonna have like his leg stabbed or some shit that like so he can't fight.
He done got shocked a couple times, frozen.
Well, you gotta think about them super soldier fucking punches. Did y'all see Winter Soldier? Did you see these niggas?
Yeah, he's strong as
fuck. These niggas was going crazy.
Winter Soldier is
these niggas was running up walls, leaping this shit. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, Batman's agile, fighting. He will be tired and weakened, but he done been through some battles. I mean, the fight alone, just to see them fight with nothing being thrown, nothing being happened, you know what I'm saying?
After the aftermath of it all,
I mean, coming down to it, we really leaning Cap in a fight, in a face-to-face fight, but the way that Batman can probably get out of that fight and or defend himself could...
Or take him with him, something.
Mm-hmm. Anything, like
when he hit the dark side, planning was like, I'll blow this whole bitch up.
Yeah, he went to that ship and like just fuck shit up. That was dope. Yeah.
That's how people treat Captain J's when they be... When we get there, what you like? I blow this whole bitch up.
Like, that's why I just feel like even if you back him into a corner, like it's still gonna be bad for you somehow.
Somehow, some type of way. Yeah. In a gauntlet,
he's gonna have some dumb shit to like.
That's a good poll.
He has over hundreds of fucking bat gadgets and just shit made for certain situations.
For anything. Yeah.
It's like Spider-Man's new suit in the movie where he had like 5,000 something web combinations.
Yeah.
Now let me ask y'all something, because we touched on this earlier. You talked about Thanos versus Darkseid.
Yeah, I would say Thanos would wreck Darkseid.
Don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
Yeah, bro, because Thanos doesn't need to have any... Number one, Infinity Gauntlet is not inherently a part of Thanos as a character. So when we take that away from Thanos, Thanos has strength, stamina, and telepathy. You say he's intelligent as hell.
He can still wreck shit without that shit.
He can't. Yes, he can. He can blast energy beams. Mm-hmm. But let's think about Darkseid.
Omega beams can follow you wherever you go.
And Omega beams, they don't hit you once. They don't. When they hit you, it's over. There's no second hit by the Omega beams.
Yeah.
There is no like.
Superman's taking multiple hits.
That's Superman, though. Because there's no one in the universe.
Like Superman times, like, fucking 50.
Nah, bro. There's no one in the Marvel universe physically besides the Sentry touching Superman.
I imagine
the Sentry or World War
Hulk. Superman, like, flying towards Thanos and then, like, thinking he's just going to wreck him. And I just see Thanos just fucking sopping Superman out of the air like a fly.
Yes, he will. But you know what?
Superman
holds back. When we saw him fight Darkseid, fight Darkseid at the end of Justice League. He said, I've been holding back because I'm afraid that I will break this place. He literally said, I'm afraid that I will break the planet Earth with my fist alone. And he wrecked the shit out of Darkseid. So therefore, if Superman has full strength, wrecks the shit out of Darkseid, there's no way Thanos is surviving Superman.
Do you know the story for the Injustice game line?
When
Joker kills Lois Lane.
He makes Superman kill Lois Lane. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he fucking kills Joker, he rips his heart out, and then he turns evil.
He gets the yellow Sinestro ring.
Yeah, and fucking. He like, that's basically how Superman gets evil and what happens, and Batman takes him down.
It depends on which universe is in, though. Because certain Superman are much stronger than other Superman.
Way.
Like Superboy Prime, Silver Age Superman, powerful shit.
Okay, that Superman was pulling planets. He was swinging them bitches like nunchucks, okay? Like, Superman was nothing to fuck with. Everybody making Superman like a bitch. I'm like, yo.
The way they build up Superman is way crazy.
But the thing is, why I talk about... Okay, if we're talking about supervillains, then okay, every supervillain gets defeated at one point.
But Darkseid is wrecking battles.
But the thing is like, since superheroes always come out on top, we gotta consider that all the superheroes that prevail are stronger than the strongest villains.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's just how it is. But the thing is, they have six heroes. They have leagues taking on one enemy.
True.
And so, we can't really say Captain America is stronger than Thanos. We have to say the Avengers are stronger than Thanos. You know, we have to say Justice League is stronger than Darkseid.
True.
Mm-hmm. They're fighting a whole fucking game. But
Superman
game.
Has beat Darkseid by
Think
himself.
Think how strong that they are.
Superman has built... I'm about to say he killed a lot of people.
People have beat Superman has beat everyone at least once.
The thing is though, Superman needs the Justice League to win.
It depends on the need of the story though.
Did Darkseid take Superman?
Yeah, he took over his mind at some point in time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's all for story purposes. But when we think about it as power stands.
Yeah, he was fucking Omega beings. Was like, damn.
Superman is the shit. There is no like person really putting their hand on Superman.
I mean, there's bigger entities in the DC universe that can bother. Superman.
Yeah, like the
Brainiac.
Don't knock the Flash, man.
Spectre.
Yeah. I consider if you want to put the two most powerful superheroes in my eyes, it's between Superman and the Flash. People underestimate what the Flash can do.
The Flash can like bend reality and shit like that. It's about running. Yeah.
For God's sakes, if it came down to it, he'd go back in fucking time to when Superman crash landed.
Okay, he
on
said
this
superheroes.
Planet.
Okay.
Yeah, he could go back in time when he crash landed on the planet and fucking kill him as a child. He
could.
That's the thing.
He could. That's true.
That is
crazy. I always wondered, though, like, okay, he'd probably fucking snap his neck or some shit, because, like, Zod's neck got snapped and died. But, you ever seen the show when the Reverse Flash, like, vibrates his hand and he kills people?
Yeah.
Do you think that the Flash could vibrate through Superman? Like, his skin?
I wonder. Oh, that's a good question.
Do you think since his skin is stronger, it's kind of like a different makeup, and he doesn't know how to vibrate it?
It would have to be much faster. Like, he would have to be prepared for that level of vibration.
Yeah, he'd have to vibrate it probably like 1,000 times faster, because it'd have to be fucking slight, you know.
And you have to be get enough, like, the...
Who's faster?
They race, but the Flash won. But no, they didn't win. It was a tie.
They always do that shit.
Yeah, but the Flash is physically from the comic books faster.
Yeah, we know
the
that.
The Flash has traveled across space fucking time. Like
we going from a standstill race.
Barry Allen was running death. Barry Allen was outrunning death. He was running away from death for 40 years before fucking Final Crisis.
Yeah.
Infinite Crisis. Yeah. No, it was Final Crisis. Yeah,
so we gotta say Flash in the end of the day is faster than Superman. And that was back in the day in comic books when they weren't really developed. The Speed Force wasn't active at all, so they didn't have like the power that he collected. He was just fast.
Mm-hmm.
It was more cartoony. Same with Superman. But if you want to want like development of powers and all that shit, how fast one can really be, like the Flash, any Flash is faster than Superman.
Yeah, period.
Any Flash ever. Period. Because of the Speed Force.
Even though Superman, as we know, is the most powerful character. Like the most powerful superhero. Let me make sure I use that.
Yeah, I'll say he's powerful, most powerful superhero. Yeah.
Yeah, like that's just some wild shit. But Franklin Richards, though, also. Franklin Richards is not a superhero because he hasn't, like, defined. He's a child, so he hasn't made that decision yet. I want to see that.
No, it's other superheroes, like, from other places. It's probably as powerful as or more powerful than Superman, like Dr. Manhattan.
Dr. Manhattan, they actually going against each other right now.
Really?
Yeah, it's and they doing the series right now.
Yeah, it's the Watchmen, Justice League Watchmen shit.
Yeah, he's right now he's more powerful than Superman.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now he's more powerful.
Because I mean, he's
Jor-El is alive.
Oh, okay. Mm.
They made a one with Flash and Batman in the same comic. They made a part.
Yeah, it was the button.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, it's some people that can.
It was really good. I'm just saying, with super like pound for pound, it comes to powerful. Like, you want to scrap it out.
All right, Rorschach versus Batman.
Oh,
shit, Rorschach is not afraid to go there. But Batman has been fighting people not afraid to go. Batman has fought Slade.
Yeah.
Rorschach has fought a handful. Like, he's fought, like, villains. Yeah. He's fought, like, people. But, like, trained assassins. Like,
yeah.
Batman has that experience.
Batman trained with the League of Fucking Assassins.
Yeah, bro.
Rorschach got made out of a fucking prison on his own. Like, just I mean, made it, like,
Batman's a rioting prison. That's prison fighting.
A rioting prison?
You think Batman can't?
Right.
Batman can fucking... Whooped Arkham Asylum's ass.
Yeah, so everybody
in super prison.
True.
And defeated Bane.
Killer Croc was in
there.
Killer Croc.
Bane could kill a whole fucking prison.
That's what the belt. But Batman had the belt. Rorschach was just in his fucking blue.
Yeah. But without the belt, without any gadgets, just fucking...
Batman is wrecking
niggas, bro. Batman's fucking up Rorschach.
And he's bigger than Rorschach.
Oh, yeah. Rorschach is kind of tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, like, Batman is for sure.
Rorschach is insane, though, and willing to do shit that Batman probably isn't.
That's true.
If he wanted to kill Batman,
but everybody he's been fighting has been that way.
Yeah. I was going to say, if he was fighting somebody, it's just
not the last time
Batman. It's just another day in the life of Batman. Yeah. Like,
I don't know. I just wouldn't classify Rorschach as just another psychopath. Like,
I mean, he's not.
He's just so capable.
But if they're both fighting with the intent to kill, like, Batman would just fucking...
I say Punisher versus Rorschach.
That's more realistic.
Yeah, that'd be a good
one. They don't give a fuck.
That'd be a real good one. Hmm. I would love to see Frank. Because when I seen Frank Castle go through all the niggas in prison, but Fisk was pounding that nigga shit in, I say,
he's
yo.
He's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Frank Castle is vicious.
Very much so.
Because Frank Castle's like, he wants a vengeance. Like, I feel like Rorschach's more like disturbed.
Oh, very.
And Rorschach has goals. Frank Castle just has...
We doing 1-2. Also, Deadpool and Slade.
That would be a good one.
Yeah, Deadpool Deadpool was actually made as a joke of Deathstroke or Slade. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. About to be like, well, I'm going to say Deadpool can't die, so...
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that, but...
Like, the thing is like, Slade doesn't have shit like that. Because then,
He has kind of like Super Soldier Serum, though.
Well, yeah, that was in the show.
He has it now, too.
In, like, the comic books, he didn't have that. He was just an assassin.
He got it later, though.
He did?
Yeah. They updated his character some more. They gave him, like...
Is that why he's so agile? Is how old he is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because on the show, they gave him that serum, and it made him crazy, made him evil.
No, he had
And I don't shit. Think the serum made him evil. He was already, like,
yeah,
that.
He was already an assassin and mercenary.
They just did a different arrow.
That was good.
I think the arrow dude, Manu Bennett, the guy that played Deathstroke.
Yeah, he played Crixus on fucking Spartacus, too.
Yeah.
That was good. So
he's a great
Justice
guy.
League, you know, spoilers, but at the end of it, they do.
I was flipping my
League of Villains. Mm. So that everybody, only because they hinted at the Joker. But I don't know if that's what it was because he was in Arkham Asylum.
The current Lex Luthor has to become the Joker.
Wait a minute. Do you not want it spoiled? Who's at the end?
Bro, I don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck?
Don't.
You
want to
tell
him? Yeah, so they're going to get him for a regular check, you know what I'm saying, to take him into the calf, I guess, to eat, you know what I'm saying, to go get Lex Luthor. Turn around, and this is, you know, a regular loony dude. But I thought it was somebody under the Joker toxin because he was laughing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was, but like I said, he is in Arkham. So the thing is, it could have just been any crazy motherfucker. Mm. But then they show... a boat carrying Deathstroke off to a yacht, and Lex Luthor is on it, basically talking to him about forming the League of Villains. You know
what
I'm saying?
So they're gonna do like the Legion of Doom.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom,
no bullshit. So,
yeah,
but that's why I thought they was hinting at the Joker because of the. But like I said,
but yeah, they showed Deathstroke, and the guy that was rumored to play him is playing him. The thing is, though. The Batman movie that was supposed to be made and, like, written by Ben Affleck and Jeff Johns, it was going to be, like, a Raid. Have you ever seen Raid? It was, like, a Japanese film, and it was, like, SWAT team go through, like, a hotel to get to a kingpin.
I need to see
and
that.
And it's, like, super fucking just brutal.
I got to see that shit.
The movie was going to be, like, Batman in a Raid-ish type movie, and it was going to be, like, an Arkham Asylum. And it was going to be kind of like the game when you fought Deathstroke in the game.
Oh, that shit is sweet.
Deathstroke was
going to
be in there, like, because Batman was getting too high. They're like, wow, he's getting through all the fucking villains and shit. And they're supposed to be like, Deathstroke is the guy, the main villain, which is probably Joker, to fucking, like, kill him. Mm. And Deathstroke was supposed to be introduced. That's what I thought it was going to go. But... it's like scrapped and it's going to be like a different version now.
Damn, that's
And we're not going to, it's not going to be, I don't think, what we thought. But they haven't said anything what it's supposed to be. They just said what it's not.
They better not fuck that shit up.
So they might go back to it. Because
it sounds good.
The way it sounded fucking amazing.
The way they're trying to put the story together is good. It's just rushed. It's
fucking brutal.
It's so rushed. Everything is just rushed. And they just try to put it out there. Like, man, we got to get this out there. We got to get that out there.
Marvel has more money than DC, I think, cinematically.
Because they don't buy Disney.
They stuff it all.
Yeah. Disney has everything. Disney has Star Wars.
They just have Warner Brothers. They do have a lot of movies that Warner Brothers does.
Yeah. But Warner Brothers is scared to do shit. Disney is not scared of shit.
Warner Brothers movies have won so many fucking Oscars. Yeah. Like Mad Max.
Yeah, Disney's not scared of doing shit though, man.
Oh yeah, but Disney's got money.
They got Star Wars, they have
a whole fucking land.
Yeah.
Disneyland.
They own Harry Potter, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
Disney is a different type
and
of
And ABC. Yeah.
Yes. ESPN, all that shit.
Who are they about to buy next? They just
they're talking about 21st Century Fox and X-Men and Fantastic Four. When I tell you I need fucking Jonathan Hickman's run on Fantastic Four, if I don't see fucking Silver Surfer, if I don't see Galactus, if I don't see Franklin Richards shift fucking reality, I swear I'm squaring up with everybody in that bitch. Ooh. Ooh, I swear I'm fighting everybody, bro. Because I need to see the best Dr. Doom on the planet. I need to see a good ass.
Who's going to play him?
Ooh, it don't matter.
It matters.
As long as they put the mask on him and he be a real ass Dr. Doom, that's all that matters. And then don't be portrayed as a good fucking personality robot. Out
there, kind of like Bane.
Yeah.
I love Tom Hardy as well.
I did too, because he's about to be Venom.
Oh my God.
Yeah, really. Yeah, he's about to have his own solo film as Venom.
Yeah, I heard that. Tom Hardy.
You believe yourself to be strong, Batman.
That's pretty funny, though, that he's going to be Venom, and his fucking drug that Bane takes is called Venom.
I wonder if they did that on purpose.
Right.
That's just fucking cool. Tom Hardy's one of my favorite actors of all time, dude. I love that guy.
He's really good.
He was really good in The Revenant.
Mm. Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. I can't believe I haven't.
That's right. I haven't either. So, you're not alone.
He was so many movies, dude. Mad Max, he didn't have much of a role. He didn't talk much, but fucking Bane, he's been in other movies. He was Bronson.
Didn't see that one.
Who was the guy back in the day? The handlebar mustache. He was a famous prison. He had like the round glasses.
Shit.
I know exactly who you're talking
about. He was like a British white dude.
Yep.
Wait, was he in prison or was he running to prison?
He was just a crazy inmate. Like, he did so much shit. He was crazy on the streets.
He got away
with so much shit because Britain's fucking police force is god awful.
Shout out to Britain.
I gotta go to work, yo.
Yeah, so.
Charles Bronson.
Okay.
I thought he was a boxer.
He does sound like a boxer. Like, all right, bullet! Bullet!
Charles Bronson. That's Tom Hardy right there. Like, that was in Bronson.
Damn, look at that motherfucker. Look at the arms.
He closed all night. Yeah. I'm going to be there all night. You know what I'm saying?
So, if you guys were here listening to our good, geek talk about HG comics
forever.
And movies. Shout out to Pinky Ray and Mac, my nigga. Like, I'm saying, what's the deal? And if you enjoy talking about comics and you want to hear us talk about certain stories or certain movies, so we'd be a little more focused. We were everywhere today. But you know what? Fuck it. In the galaxy far, far away, on anchor.com, it's Match Mac. And on Apple Podcasts, it's Match Mac. And on SoundCloud, I guess again, it's Match Mac. And what you listen to right now, remember, guess who that? It's Match Mac. Peace.